With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, there's no better time to lower your interest rate and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. The application is 100% online. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with rates from 5.49% APR with autopay and no fees. The application takes just minutes, and you could have your funds as soon as today. Apply now and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners with good credit to get this special discount is go to LightStream.com/SHMS. That's LightStream.com/SHMS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans and same-day funding.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know y'all better ask somebody.
Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. Yeah, I do. God's so big to me, man. I just have to tell you about it. I can't help it. It's rather obvious to me how big, how good God is. He's absolutely tremendous. He's off the chain. He on one. He be clowning. He be just showing out. Man, I'm just over here just on the receiving end. You know, if you out there, start your mission today. Start your mission today. What are you waiting for? Why do we as people delay what we want or delay the process to begin what we want? Our hopes, our dreams, our desires. Why won't you start your mission today? Why don't we all decide together that just individually, look, you listening, you got something that you've been dreaming about. You got an ambition of yours that's not yet fulfilled. You got goals you haven't accomplished yet. Everybody has them. Everybody's got them. Everybody's got something that's on the table that they haven't yet attacked yet. What are you waiting for? Start your mission today. Stop the procrastination now. The procrastination is only hurting you, yourself. And if you allow procrastination to set in, then that allows then, which is a weakness, you know, but that allows the devil then to just really do his thing. because an idle mind is the devil's playground. So if you ain't working on your goals, dreams, aspirations, or visions, you just waking up seeing how today gonna go, or the devil, he got plenty for it for you to do. The thing about God is he's so forgiving that if you get out of line, he'll hold your place. See, that's the real cool thing. But see, the thing with God is God don't do that. God don't say the line start back here. God holds your place. When you make a mistake and you fall off the line, God holds your place. But if you ain't got no dreams, aspiration, if you ain't got no place, what he holding for you? See, I mean, he got a place for you, but you got to come to him. See, some people, here's what I'm saying. If you got a goal, an aspiration, a dream, and you fall off track momentarily, you can get back to that because God know where you left off. Now, you may have to accomplish a few more things since you stopped for a long period of time, but God know where you left off. You can get back on track. Look, man, this dream of being on TV since I was a kid, it got off track now. It got off track. I just kept it as one of the dreams. And in some real dark moments when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, all I was hanging on to was just the hope that one day it could. But that's what faith is really about. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. But faith gives you the confidence to keep hoping, man. Sometimes it just keep hope alive. Sometimes, you heard Jesse Jackson say it, just keep hope alive. Sometimes, man, it's just the hope. I was hanging on a hope. And I'm talking about when it got real ugly and funky out there for me, when it looked like I wasn't going to ever make it. And all of the facts was in and everything pointed in the direction, you're not going to make it. You done really messed up this time. Then I sat there and I just hung on to the hope. But man, that's what I'm saying. If you got a dream or an aspiration or vision or something, when you fall off track and you want to go get back in line, God holds your place. See, he held on to that for me. He knew I was off track and out of line, but he said, okay, here's where we stopped. You want to be on TV. Now, when you get it together and you quit tripping and you come and you turn to me, I'm going to hold your place, put you back in line, then we're going to finish the journey. That took me a lot longer to get here than I wanted to, but then it was necessary because I needed all of them mishaps to happen to me along the way. So when I got on the radio one day, which I did not see coming, Steve Harvey got a radio show, y'all. That's why I say it every day. See, because of this radio show that I didn't see coming, now I have stories to tell. I got experiences to share. And I can tell you about me better than I can tell you about anybody. And I done been through enough where it's relatable, where enough people can go, man, that happened to me. Appreciate you saying that. That's what it was for. See, I get it now. See, at the time, though, I didn't like what was happening to me. At the time, I was really in total disagreement with God on a lot of stuff he was pulling off on me. But in essence, I was really pulling it off on myself. But through his grace and mercy, he kept me through all of my mistakes, all my bad decisions, all my miscalculations, all my misfires, all the times I knowingly stepped out there and did wrong. He forgave me. He said, 'cause man, if you ever come to me, I have a plan for you that is going to be far and above. It will supersede everything you've ever dreamed of. That's what I did. I just got sick of me, good and sick of me. And I turned it over to God. And then God started working. And here I am today. Now, is he through with me yet? Nope. Have I arrived yet? Nope. But guess what? The journey is cool. You know, it's like I was talking to this young brother the other day about comedy. He's a really good stand-up, you know. This young dude is really good. He said, man, what is this I feel every night before I go on stage? I don't know what it is. I just want it off me. I said, sir, listen to me, young dude. This thing that climbs on my back every night before I go on stage, I don't know what it is. It's got something to do with pressure. It's got something to do with anticipation. It's got a whole lot to do with the fear of falling. He said, what you mean by that? I said, every night I walk out on stage, it's like I'm about to go and step off a cliff. I said, it's a sickening feeling. He said, man, but you do so well. I said, that's because the parachute opens. I say, but I want you to understand something. When I first walk out there, it's just stepping off the cliff. Now, these jokes provide a parachute, which slows my descent when I jump off the cliff, and I turn it into a glide. And then I take the audience this way, and I swing them back over to that way. We might swing out to the Colorado Rockies. We may go down to Miami with this joke. We may take it on out to L.A. And I just swing back and forth till I land softly. The crowd cheers. The night is over with. I said, but it's been too many nights, though, when I walked off that cliff and I pulled the cord and the parachute didn't open. I said, nah, I'm just free falling out there for 30 minutes. Ain't no jokes working. Ain't the parachute didn't open. I said, so see, that's what it's like for me. And then you know what I found out? If you done walked off the cliff in life and you ain't got no God in your life, it's like not having a parachute. You step off the cliff and you just free falling. Now, see, we all, now that fall gets you closer to the grave, right? See, we all heading to the grave from the moment we born. But the cool thing about a relationship with God is when you step off the cliff and you got God, he a parachute. You still going down, but it's a nice ride. And God just helps your descent appear more like a rise and more like a euphoric fall. Instead of not having no God in your life and you just walking off that cliff every day, free falling, ain't got no cord, you steady pulling, you hollering the whole way because you done messed around with yourself and ain't let God come into your life and provide a parachute for you. I would rather have a parachute since I got to jump every day than to not have one. God has been like a parachute for me. Ask me where that came from. I can't tell you. But like I always say, most good things that happen in my life that I can't explain, it's usually him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people, anywhere you are, let me have your attention for just a moment. If I can get it for a moment, I'll have it for the duration. You'll be riding in your car, throwing up on your computers, spitting coffee at your desk, covering your mouth in a meeting, trying to hold on to your position. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a dare. I dare you to listen to this show without laughing. Morning, Shirley.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good morning, wonderful Carla.
Good morning, crew. Hey, Steve.
Let's show Junior.
Good morning.
Hey, fool.
Top of the morning.
Yeah. So we're going good. So Trump say they broke into his lawyer's office. The FBI just broke in.
I'm talking about so crazy. Yeah. He was upset, though.
Well, ooh, hey, welcome to the hood. They get a warrant. They coming in.
Yeah.
They did it to Nixon.
Yeah. Hey, oh, yeah, it was hello. Watergate, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and
he's really mad.
They did it the way they did so they wouldn't destroy stuff, have time to get rid of any kind of evidence or anything.
Oh, they got all that Stormy Daniels talk.
They got everything they want.
They got tapes.
But Trump said it's an attack on our country, though.
How is that?
I don't think so.
Really just you and your lawyer.
Yeah,
really.
Your fixer. Your Ray Donovan.
And y'all ain't doing a good job of representing the whole country no how.
Uh-uh. Ooh, he was mad.
Nah. And mad, I don't even care. Man, I was looking at that dude on TV. This is like an attack. This is so not good.
Oh,
and they found no collusion. No, none. Nothing on collusion. They found no collusion. None. No collusion. Okay, let's get off the collusion thing. We're going to follow this money trail, though.
He even blamed the Democrats, right? And Robert Mueller is a Republican. And
yeah. Your lawyer better not have them tax forms in there, though.
he was mad at Jeff Sessions.
Saturday Night Live.
Recusing himself.
They gonna lay it out.
They just do you proud every weekend, don't they?
They gonna find his tax forms in that office.
I hope so, Steve. Finally.
You think so, Steve?
Finally. Oh, they're somewhere.
Yeah.
They're somewhere laying around. They are.
Oh, but now that they know the FBI coming, all his other lawyers, tax lawyers and all that, oh, they getting this stuff.
How many shredding machines they got?
It's computers getting towed out.
Forget shredding machines. They're just...
They setting computers on fire.
Steve, they doing like a...
Ain't no hard drive, iCloud. They done called Apple.
Trump is... Yeah, Trump
shut our iCloud off.
Right. He's just mad because he didn't get prior knowledge. That's all. They didn't warn him.
Didn't get a heads up.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah.
Oh, Steve, that's funny.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for something funny. What's it going to be today, ladies?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I thought you were saying something when you said that. We can continue this. It's plenty of stuff to talk about.
I told you, here you come.
We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We were just talking about the FBI raid on Michael Cohen, the president's personal attorney's office. President Donald Trump pretty upset about it, to say the least.
Yeah.
He said it was an attack on our company. Our country, I mean.
The Stormy should be there.
Well, that's what they're looking for. Yeah.
Well, they know that they gave Stormy the money. That's not an issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they know that a non-disclosure was signed by Cohen. They don't have the alias of DD on there, who they saying is Donald Trump, yeah.
David Dennison or something.
Yeah, they saying that's his alias. Mm-hmm. They can't prove that. That's not the problem. So they're saying that the non-disclosure agreement between him and Stormy is illegitimate because Donald Trump never signed it, but Cohen signed it.
So she
took the money.
Yeah.
He should have built a wall around that office. That's what he should have done.
Send a national.
So now they sitting up in here. Stormy's lawyer said no amount of money can make us go away. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Why you say that, Steve?
Because there is amount of money that can make you go away. What are you talking about?
Everyone has a price.
You would rather see him ruined than get this money? Man, Donald Trump can be the president from now on. If you give me $1 billion, he can stay the president.
A billion, Steve? A billion?
You can give me less than that.
Well, set your sights high, I see, and maybe negotiate down, yeah. I got you. Wow. It's crazy.
I got news for you. If he give me $1 billion, I'll go in there and vote for his ass. but with the curtain open.
But I just wonder how this makes us look around the world, you know? All the stuff that's going on, him attacking the FBI, it's just, not a good look. It's just not.
And why is he saying the FBI? Why does he keep saying that this is a witch hunt? The FBI, they're not on anybody's side. They're looking for justice. You know, they're trying
he doesn't
to,
see it that way.
And they're Republicans.
Well, they're not.
It doesn't matter. Anyone who attacks him.
They're from your party, though. Yeah, you're right, Steve. Anyone that attacks him.
It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
You're wrong. You're un-American. Leave me alone.
FBI is un-American.
He better hope them damn tax forms ain't in there because them tax forms are going to get subpoenaed. So we can see, we're going to follow the money trail.
Well, they're somewhere, so maybe they are there. He's really, really close to him, Michael Cohen. They call him his fixer.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. No matter what his tax forms say, it's not going to affect his base.
Oh, absolutely right.
They're
going to
vote for him. But I do think his base has lessened.
You think?
Because of some of the stuff. Some of the stuff is lessened.
One or two people.
Yeah, they probably down like about 18.
Yeah, that's about it.
You didn't even round up to 20.
Because didn't his approval rating go up recently?
How does that happen?
His approval?
Yeah.
Man, y'all have to understand the mindset. It's equivalent to how do all these police officers keep killing all of these brothers and nothing happened?
Yeah.
You've got to understand the mindset of that person when they're in their room by themselves. It's how they think, man. They don't think the way you think they should. Because for us, it seems like really unthinkable.
Yeah.
That these officers could get off. We see the tapes.
Oh, right.
Oh, he guilty.
Exactly.
Oh, he guilty. That same tape plays in a grand jury room when they're sitting amongst themselves and he's innocent. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, he was in the line of duty. Yes, he felt, no, you shot this young man in his grandmother's backyard with no gun. He dies in his grandmother's backyard.
Stephon Clark. Yeah.
I mean, how far is that away from doing something wrong? You in your grandmother's backyard.
He gets gunned
down.
Unarmed.
Murdered. Mm-hmm. Unarmed. You say you had a gun. There was no get on the ground. There was no footage of hands in the air. Shoot. Put your hands where I can see them. It's two of y'all, dog. Y'all got the flashlights. He don't.
This was for thinking it was car theft or something like that?
So let's not even take it that far. The boy wasn't breaking in nothing.
Let me
tell you something. If they can catch you in the act of anything wrong, they'll justify it.
Yeah.
The brother that got shot because he had a gun in his pocket.
Was that Philando Castile?
Philando Castile?
It's so many. Do you know what's a damn shame? We can't get the names.
We can't figure out who we're talking about.
Philando Castile, he said
he had a gun. That's what I'm talking about.
No, yeah, that one was up. He said he had a gun. Boom, yeah. The dude shot him. He said, why you shoot me? He said, I don't know. Oh, God. He said, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, in the street.
The cop on tape said, I don't know. So now, where was his, what defense of I felt my life was threatened? When you just told the man you don't know why you shot him. Mm-hmm. But because he black, because his skin is different from yours, it's okay. The sad thing about this is that so many times these are white men who are perpetrating this act.
Who haven't been on the force very long, a lot of them. Some of them have
been on the
force.
I don't give a damn if they've
been on
the
force.
If they got on at 12 noon, I don't give a damn.
And some of them have been on the force very long.
How long you been on the force? I don't care.
It's got
you came on the force with a racial mentality and a feeling about black men. You got through all the testing and you passed the academy with those feelings about black men. And you're on the force and you have a gun. And you can do anything you want to do as long as it's in the act of duty. Man, please.
That's your way of getting away with it.
That's ugly, man. That's ugly.
It's scary.
Well.
All right, well.
That's something funny.
Yeah, you took it. It took a turn.
Yeah, it did.
There's something serious.
Sometimes, you know. All right. Well, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with our national news. But coming up next, it's Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, it is time to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got, Nev?
Oak tree. Put me to a test.
Favorite.
Oak Treeosity. Here it is. Run it back, cat dog.
You, Earl.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Marvin, please.
Yeah, this is Marvin speaking.
Marvin, hi. I'm calling you from Dr. office. I'm actually the lab technician. And you came in and got a physical, I guess, about a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, and my understanding, this is for your occupation, correct? Okay, what do you do for a living when you're a...
I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Now, I was giving you a call about, I'm here looking at your records and all the testings that you actually went through. Wow. Let's see, have you had any activity or any problems around your navel area?
Nah, everything been fine.
Okay.
Everything all right, huh?
Yeah, everything's fine, but I mean, you haven't had any... Any type of nothing, no breakout or anything around your navel or whatsoever?
Nah, man. The second time you asked me about my navel. Nah, everything's going straight, man.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what's going on, man. What's happening?
Okay. Actually, you've been diagnosed with oak treeositis. And oak treeositis is actually a fungus that comes out of South America. And you have no activity whatsoever around your navel?
Nah, man. Quit asking the same thing, man. Oak treeositis.
It's oak treeositis, sir. And what
you say that?
What that is actually you're if you haven't had it yet, you say you haven't had any activity. There's going to be like a small little tree that's going to be growing from your navel. And it gets about 6 inches long, and it probably bears probably about 25 to 30 leaves on it, but it's very small.
That back by me. You see a tree gonna be growing out my navel.
It's gonna be a small tree, and what's gonna happen is I'm gonna have to get you to come back in probably in the next month. We're gonna need you to come in so we can check it out, but it's got to grow its fullest potential before we can actually do anything to it.
Nah, I can't come in a month. I gotta come in today, man. Somebody got to tell me what's going on, man. Get this problem resolved, man, because I'm finna get married, man.
Well, we can't. It has to grow its fullest potential, sir. And the full term is actually like about 4 weeks before we can act.
Man, I'm not waiting for no 4 weeks, man. Somebody got to come tell me something right now, man. I ain't finna go marry a man and have to fly out of town, man, and have something going out my neighbor, man. Y'all going crazy, man.
Sir, oak triositis is something that's very rare. We were actually getting this assignment from overseas in South America on how to treat this.
Man, I don't give a damn. Where is it, man? Somebody's going to have to come give me some help right now, man. I'm finna get ready to get married, man. I'm not finna be putting up with it, man. Somebody in this office, man, got to come down here and do something for me, man. And what you say, if you say I can cut it out myself?
Sir, the best I can do is probably trim it a bit, you know, and maybe knock a few leaves off, but I cannot touch the full stalk at all.
Man, you can cut this, put a Band-Aid, do something.
Sir,
to
if
it,
you
man.
Cut it, it's there's a
possibility right now, man.
You cannot, sir. If you cut it, there's a possibility of hemorrhaging, and you're going to really create a bigger problem than what you have already.
Man. I'm trying to get this pulled out, man. You didn't tell me can't nobody in that where I'm driving down there to get this pulled out, man. I'm finna get married in 2 weeks, man. We finna fly to Jamaica and they can't now. Somebody can do this for me. I pull this off my self.
Sir, you cannot pull it out. You're gonna
man,
create
that, man.
You're gonna create a bigger problem if you try to pull it out, sir.
The problem is already there. I'm trying to get this hammer, man. You mean to tell me that big hospital ain't now? Can't help me,
sir.
What you want me to do,
sir,
man?
Sir, it's not something.
I'm mad. I have poking out of my stomach, and you telling me it ain't you can do, man.
Sir, oak triositis is not something that we treat all the time. Like I said, it hails from South America, so we got.
I don't give a if it hails from Great Britain. Somebody at the hospital for me to come down there and help me pull this off, man.
Sir, I understand what you're going through, but we have to let it grow its full term, which is 4 weeks, sir. The full
man,
root of it.
Letting it grow, man. I ain't finna let it grow, man. It's finna go down right now, man. Y'all gonna have to do something, man.
Sir, there's nothing we can do. We can probably trim it a little bit.
The trim. Get some chainsaw and cut this, man. Do something.
Sir, there's nothing we can do at this point but sit back and wait and let it grow its full term, okay? Can we get
I'm
you
not
to...
doing no waiting, man. Somebody finna help me right now, man.
Sir, can we get an appointment for you in the next 4 to 5 weeks? Can we do that?
No, you got to get an appointment for me today. I'm finna get married, man. I'm finna fly to Jamaica. Man, I can't have no sticking out of me. I can't even sit at the airport, man. You going to embarrass me like that, man, to have sticking out my neighbor. You crazy?
Sir, I understand it, and like I said, oak triositis is very rare, and it's something that we haven't treated that many times here in the States, but overseas, the message that we're getting is that we need to let it grow its full term.
So you mean to tell me ain't nobody in America got oak tree? What the f*** is the name of that shit, man?
It's oak triositis, sir.
So how the f*** I can get it if don't nobody else in the America got it.
Sir, I could not believe that you were coming up with oak triositis here in the States. It's something very rarely seen here. There's been 2 people in the past that's been diagnosed with this, and they actually passed away.
So now you're telling me some died, and you're going to tell me 3 weeks. Man, I'm coming down there today, man. Somebody finna do something for me,
sir,
man.
Sir, there's nothing that we can do today until 4 to 5 weeks.
Man, I got to go get married. I'm flying to Jamaica, man. Did you... What I just said, man.
I'm hearing what you're saying, but I can't do anything if you don't see the tree already coming out of the navel yet.
Cut the off. Somebody got to do something by now. Damn, what you want me to do, man?
I don't know what I want you to do, sir, but I have one more thing I can tell you.
Yeah, well, what you got to say, man?
Are you listening?
I'm listening to you, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Earl.
Man, you gotta be kidding me, man. Damn, man. Tell that, man, I'm gonna kick that out of my way, man. Man, you too, Nephew Tommy, man. Y'all man, be going crazy as hell, man. I'm looking at all of my damn neighbor thinking the tree's finna grow out this, man. I'm on the air, man.
No, you ain't on the air right now.
Man, I'm already nervous and finna get married in 2 weeks. Crazy, man.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, Marvin, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. if you're listening, your ass is out the way. yeah, you out of there.
Man, I'm about to get married. I'm about to get married.
Love it, Tom.
That's Carla's favorite right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's sort of crazy, man. That's too. One of my... It's sort of funny, man, how we all have our favorite pranks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love that one. I just love his
That's
reaction.
Carla's favorite. That's just... my least favorite, probably.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just
so
don't like the name Oaktreeocity. That ball.
That was my title.
Yeah. Great prank. No. I just hated the title.
Did well, you used your to favorite shop is... at the Oak Tree? Is that what it was? Did you shop
I don't know what
oh,
it
the,
is,
the
man.
Men's store?
Oh, I used to live in there.
I just love his reaction. He was just so genuine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about to go down. I'm about to get married.
I'm about to get married. Some really good your one. Ass is out the way. Montgomery, Alabama. Mm-hmm. April 28th, Saturday night. It'd be me on stage, Bruce, and J.J. Williamson. Tickets on sale right now. Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale right now. I got to put this one out there. Mother's Day weekend, May 12th, Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston Performing Arts Center, the nephew coming to town. Alone with Joe Torre. Tickets on sale right now. All Ticketmaster outlet.
All right. We got to go. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with our national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
UFC fighter Conor McGregor is out on bail now and due in court June 14th, where he is facing, this is pretty serious, guys, he's facing up to 7 years in prison for the attack in an apparent fit of anger over the UFC's decision to strip him of his lightweight title. Conor McGregor was arrested Thursday night after he reportedly went berserk. I mean, this guy went crazy after a UFC press conference at.
What that money do?
And he's got a lot of it now. Yeah. This was after the UFC press conference at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. McGregor attacked a bus full of fellow fighters and punching another man in the face. The other day, ESPN.com asked UFC President Dana White if he would help McGregor. And Dana White said, normally, yes, I would. I would dive right in and do everything in my power to help one of my guys. But not in this situation, okay? Not in this situation.
Everybody else on the bus? Everybody?
No, he's really in some trouble here.
Yeah. You mean McGregor?
Dana White changed his mind recently, too, a little bit.
But now he's changed. He may have had a change of mind, yeah.
Well, of course, he's, you know, look.
Right.
For political correctness, he had to make that statement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the reality of the money of his business, McGregor's a draw.
Oh,
McGregor's
yeah.
a moneymaker for the UFC. And really, he's going to play it as it was a stunt. Watch what they do. They're going to twist this like it was a promotional stunt, trying to draw attention so he could get a fight.
Didn't they end up in the hospital, those guys?
Yeah.
Glass
yeah.
in their eyes.
Yeah. Now, the court system don't give a damn about that.
Oh.
The majority of people in the New York court won't know who McGregor is. Hmm. You know. He's not that famous in the total scheme of things.
Really?
You know, no, until he fought Mayweather, he was just another UFC fighter.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I'm talking about, after the fact. Yeah, now that he's fought Mayweather.
But he's done nothing since.
Oh, okay. But this. Yeah.
And so now, you know, it's just, trying to act berserk and go crazy. And his stupid team helped him. You know, his boys. Now, it wasn't like none of them, hey, McGregor, what you doing? Look, you can't break this window, man. You Conor McGregor. But they throwing too. They got chairs. This when you dumb. When you're the smartest person in your group, you need a new group. I'll give you an example. McGregor says, hey, man, I'm going to bust these windows. The group go, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
OJ Simpson say, hey, man, we're going to go in this lobby. down here in Vegas and go upstairs and get my trophy back. How he found 450-year-old dudes to go, yeah, man, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let go. See, man, at one point in time, listen to me, you have to not be the smartest person in your group. Someone in your group has to be better at several things that you're not.
Yeah.
Or else you need a new group. And if you just look at your life, it plays itself out that way. All of us.
Yeah, you can't.
Shirley, how many times have you said, okay, I'll give you an example, Shirley.
Okay.
Like when you was in the house with your ex and you kicked him and broke your toe. When you was in that room, Shirley, and you made that decision to do that, wasn't you the smartest person in the room?
Well, I mean, yeah, seeing as how I was the only one in there.
Well, you
him,
was the smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
See, you needed someone else in that room to go, now, Shirley.
Yeah, that's not
if you
right.
kick that hard, baby, you could break your toe.
Right.
Ain't nobody say that. So you just hauled off with everything in you and kicked it.
I was emotional.
She was a kicker,
and broke your toe.
They wasn't no damn good.
Introduce Miss Ann, please, Steve. Tommy wants us to move on.
Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here. Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everybody. It's Ann Tripp with the news. Good morning. Well, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg faces a second day of questioning today on Capitol Hill. Yesterday was before the Senate. Today it's the House. As you would expect, Zuckerberg is going to be pressed further on how the user data of some 87 million people was breached and used by a data research firm working for the Trump election campaign. Zuckerberg says his folks are on it.
What we know now is that Cambridge Analytica improperly accessed some information about millions of Facebook members by buying it from an app developer.
However, the Facebook gazillionaire makes it clear that he's not ducking out of his responsibility in all of this.
It was my mistake, and I'm sorry. I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here.
So day two of congressional queries begins later on this morning. At the UN yesterday, the U.S. drafted a United Nations resolution to start an investigation, a formal investigation, to which country used chemical weapons on the citizens of a Syrian town called Douma, leaving scores of men, women, and children dead. And the 15-member Security Council vote broke down, 12 in favor, with Bolivia joining Russia in voting no, and China abstaining. Another top-level member of the Trump administration is leaving. This time it's Trump's top Homeland Security advisor, Tom Bossert. He's resigning. Bossert led the administration's response to natural disasters, to terrorist attacks, cyber incidents, stuff like that. But Bossert would have had to report to Trump's brand-new national security advisor, John Bolton, who started work this week and who has been expected to clean house and bring in his own people. So, you know, over the weekend, a spokesman for the National Security Council was also forced out. Sad news, Yvonne Staples, one of the two remaining members of the Staples Singers, has died at age 80. Yvonne is the one with the lowest voice. She sang with her two other sisters, Mavis and Cleotha, and their father, Roebuck Hop Staples. Now, the only one of the Staples Singers alive is Mavis Staples. And finally, today is National Pet Day, so take care of your pet and take him to lunch.
And they called it puppy love.
Who doesn't like a puppy? Puppies and babies are just the cutest little things. So are kittens. Okay, we'll be back with more entertainment and today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Wow, this Bill Cosby thing. Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial kicked off Monday with the revelation of a big secret. For the first time, prosecutors told jurors that Bill Cosby paid their client, Andrea Constant, $3.38 million to keep quiet about allegedly being drugged and raped by Cosby back in 2004. In his opening argument, Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele also said it wasn't Constant's idea to charge Cosby, all right? The district attorney told the jury the evidence in this case will show that Andrea Constant didn't come to us. What happened was, After this gets released, we go to her and we ask if she's willing to help the Commonwealth. He then anticipated the defense's arguments about inconsistencies in her account, reminding the jury that Constance's memory may be a bit fuzzy because Cosby had allegedly drugged her. Did you hear all of that, Steve?
Yeah, I heard
it. Hey,
hey!
Be quiet.
But I gotta tell you, though, man, that, like, he had a hung jury before.
Yes.
I think he'll get a hung jury again. Because when they, if they present this stuff the way they're saying it right now, it's almost like entrapment.
Yeah, that was a surprise that she wasn't the one.
Because now it's like, okay, so you're bringing a case as the prosecutor.
Yeah.
But you're using, and then talking about her memory may be fuzzy because she was under drugs. That's all you say in this. And this, that doesn't sound good for the prosecution. It's all I'm saying about the case.
Yeah. They just came out and said that her goal, Andrea's goal, was money, 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 mm-hmm. and lots of money. So they're attacking what the prosecution is saying. And they said that she wasn't in love with Cosby, but his fame and money made up for a big payday.
Yeah.
The love is $3.38 million.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. It's all the love we need right now.
A lot of jello there.
All right. In the meantime, did you guys see the topless woman with all the writing on her bare chest?
Yes, at the courthouse.
No.
Yeah, the courthouse.
I don't want to miss that. What was that?
Okay, a topless woman. She's an actress. Her name is Nicole Rochelle. She had appeared on The Cosby Show like in 4 episodes back in the day. She lunged at Bill Cosby as he was walking into the courthouse as he arrived. The incident was photographed, and apparently Cosby, who we all know is legally blind now, stood by confused during the whole ordeal. He didn't really know what was going on.
He didn't jump?
No.
He really didn't see it yet. Okay, let's just check. I'm just checking, okay?
But she had all this writing all over her chest, yeah.
Right, I need to see that. Send me those pictures.
Me too. CC me on that.
Hey, listen, all right. Coming up at 34 after the hour, Cardi B's sister, what's her name? Hennessy, right?
Yes.
She may have allegedly revealed the gender of the baby online. Oops.
I know Hennessy didn't.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Cardi B is getting seriously high-end baby stuff. Cardi B's bundle of joy is going to sleep pretty comfortably, guys. She went all out on 2 cribs. Now, this is according to TMZ. Cardi B got the silver furniture at the popular Petit Trésor in Beverly Hills. Each item cost about $1,000. And by the way, it looks like Cardi B's sister may have accidentally revealed the gender online. She referred to the baby as her, but then she corrected the post and changed it to just saying the baby, okay? Sounds like it's going to be a girl, though. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, she tried to fix it.
She tried to fix it.
Hennessy.
Yeah, Hennessy, come on, girl.
She tried to go back and fix it.
Cardi B.
No, go ahead.
It's a drinking reference.
Yeah. Can Hennessy make you blurt out
stuff? That's her name.
That's her name, fool.
Well, I was just, go ahead. We got to talk to somebody who know about this stuff. So he had Hennessy.
What is it? Hennessy Carolina? Her name is Hennessy.
That's her name.
Hennessy Carolina, yeah.
Hen make you sin, partner.
Hen make you sin. They ought to know. Hey, Tommy, I figured out. Let me ask you this question. Like, man, we talking about if you the smartest person in your group, you need a new group.
Okay.
This goes to Shirley, Carla, and Monica. Because all of you all was here when he challenged Junior to a race. Did any of y'all say it wasn't a good idea?
Well, no, I didn't say it was a good idea. I just said I was on Team Tommy if they did it. I knew Tommy raced. I didn't know that Junior did. And that's why we were, we were for it. Tommy races, runs every day.
Okay, well, here it is.
A minute now.
Huh?
I'm scared to jog. I'm going to hurt my damn self.
2-1, boost ignition, and liftoff of the Space Center Discovery, returning to the space station paving way to mission 3.
Yeah. I think that joke's still good, huh? Okay.
Every time you talk,
I think that joke's still good.
Yeah, right. You ain't nobody say, Tommy, he younger than you.
No.
Tommy, your fast twitch ain't what it was.
No, we just said, Tommy, don't let us down. You run every day. Let's do it.
He run every day. I keep telling y'all. I have told y'all repeatedly, because he run every day, so damn what?
Well, I thought he was in shape and, you know, ready to go.
Yeah, well, you thought.
Well, he was
in shape for 25 yards. Now, if it was 25-yard dash, woo! That boy probably all world. 17 fast starts. Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out.
It's
just
see.
Always, you know, have to have somebody in your group smarter,
to
so
stop
you don't
you
do stuff.
From doing stuff, doing yeah. stupid stuff.
You we can't be it. The smartest. I've done a million times.
Now, are you the smartest one in your group, Steve? You have.
Sometimes
a lot of
I
people.
Have been. Yeah. Yeah, I'm no longer though.
Oh, you have someone that's.
Yeah, I've okay. made some great. I've made three great hires.
I know you said you were going to make some changes.
Four,
one,
this year. Two, three, four great hires.
Oh, okay.
One hire was in November. Two this year, and one last summer.
And you already see the change?
Oh, an immense change. Because I was the smartest person in my group. Mm-hmm. And I was making a lot of
mistakes. What's the best hire ever?
The best hire ever?
Besides me. Go ahead, say it.
No, Cliff.
I was going to say Megan.
Why do y'all ask him that? Because he don't say
Megan, never.
Megan
so
and Cliff.
He
we
like, us at all. Yeah.
Well, you all, know that. Well, because, I know the reason, because guys, is because you guys or in my life 4 hours every day. Megan is in my life a lot more. Cliff is in my life a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
So just based on time.
Definitely Megan.
And then Megan has been with me the longest.
Yeah, I love Megan.
Megan
the oldest employee or Boomerang?
No.
Cliff's a great guy.
No, no. Boom, no.
Who's the oldest employee?
I don't. You mean oldest is Boom.
Not as in age, but been with you the longest.
Seniority.
All right, listen, coming up, Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call right after this.
Probably Boom.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, she is making me want to fight her. But up next, Nephew Tommy is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neph?
Can I claim your child?
On your tax?
Because taxes
on my
tax.
I mean, you ain't using all them children. Can I claim? You know, let me claim one of your kids.
That's a question for your uncle.
We have one of them seven. Here it is. Can I claim your child? Run it, Kevin.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Devin. Devin's.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Devin, how you doing, man? My name is Curtis, man. Curtis. I was trying to reach out to you. Your son, he plays basketball with my nephew, man. Your son is the one that's on the Blazers Little League basketball team, right?
Yeah, he plays for the Blazers. Everything all right?
Yeah,
okay
yeah.
Okay with my boy?
Yeah. Everything good, man. You know, they got a game Saturday and everything. I seen you a couple times, man, at the game. I don't know if you remember me, man. Light-skinned brother, about 6 foot.
Yeah, I probably met you. You know, I'd be so intense with the game. But, yeah, what's going on?
Well, actually, man, I wanted to holler at you about your son, man. Are you working right now? Are you currently working?
Am I working? Like, yeah, I am working, actually. I mean,
you have a steady job is what I'm asking.
I mean, yeah, what you getting at, though? Like, you know, I thought you were calling about the basketball team, like, some uniforms. I know we got a game Saturday. You know, sometimes they want donations for sneakers and all that. Like, you know.
No. What I was asking, so I mean, you got a regular 9-to-5 job you go to all the time?
Yeah, I got a 9-to-5. I mean, things is kind of crazy, but hours is kind of short, but, you know, I still work. I mean, what was going on? You need a job or something?
No. I'm just checking, man. See, what I wanted to get at you about, man, is seeing, are you gonna claim your son on your income tax this year?
Hold on, bro. Now, you said, am I going to claim my son on my taxes this year?
Right. I mean, like, you know, as a dependent.
Bro, you asking some real personal questions now. You know, like, you the guy that, you just said you know me from the basketball team that my son play on. You know, and now you done jumped from the Blazers to do I claim my son on my taxes and do I have a steady income? I mean, like, you know, yeah, I got a steady income and I'm claiming my son. What you trying to get at, bro?
Well, see, man, what I was thinking, you know, I just wanted to read. You seem like a cool dude when I saw you at the gym, man. What I was going to ask you, bro, is, you know, see, right now, man, when I get through with my taxes and stuff, I'm going to have to owe about $800. But now, see, if I claim a child as my dependent, man, they going to give me about $2,300. You see what I'm saying? And what I wanted to get at you about, man, is, you know, you let me claim as my son, you know, so I can go and get this good money.
Hold up, bro. I mean, with all due respect, bro, you talking about you want to claim my son on taxes. Hold on, bro. I don't even know you. You know, you're talking about you seeing me at my son's basketball game. You might be the police for all I know, bro. You sound like the police.
No, it ain't. Ain't nobody going to come at you sideways like that, man. I ain't trying to come like what I'm trying to say, man. Dog, they finna hit me up for this $800. Well, see, I can get $2,300, man. I kick you down $250. You understand what I'm saying, man? Everybody cool.
$250? You crazy? Now you sound like a joke, bro. Because now you're insulting me. You telling me you want to claim my child for some where you owe money. I don't even know you, fool. So I can make $250. Bro, I ain't trying to be on no bro, but when I claim my kids, I'm getting the same exact price you getting. I'm getting $2,300 too. So what the I look like taking $200 from I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm the one stuck over here paying the $800, man. I'm just acting like asking you to look out for a brother, man. You say
look out.
Yeah.
Look out. You know my check been cut from 40 hours a week to 13 hours a week, and I still got these little asking me for Jordan. Michael Jordan, they never put a dime.
That's
in
why
my
I'm
house.
Trying to hook you up with $250, man. Damn, you don't even see a good thing when it's coming at you, bro.
Bro, I don't know what the you talking about, bro. No $250, bro. When I claim these two little, I'm getting $2,300 a piece, bro. What you think I'm gonna take $250 from you for? I don't even know you like that.
Say, man, you ain't got a, you ain't got a trip, man.
I understand if you was my bro, you my peoples. You know, maybe we could do a little something. I can understand that. But, bro, you ain't going to give me no $250 when I'm getting the same thing they offering you, $2,300. This government money, bro.
So what is I'm supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Devin? Tell me that.
I mean, bro, what you supposed to do is go have your seed, claim that little every year, and you'll get what I get for these little that I'm feeding and clothing every day. That's what you're going to have to do. My hours done got cut from 40 to 15 hours a week. I had to go pick me up a little side hustle. You understand? F***ers in office, bro. You got to change your ways. You out here trying to get me locked up for a government scam. Bro.
All I'm trying to do, man, is get this $800 off my back, dog. That's all I'm trying. Man, ain't nobody trying to get no trouble, man.
Bro, you still talking about getting you $800 and getting me locked up. Now, you got me I'm out here working hard to support my kids, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more, man. I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more. Is you gonna help me with this money or not?
Bro, I ain't helping you with bro. When I see you on Saturday, bro, I'ma you up, bro. I promise you, bro.
I need your son's social security number right now. That's what I need.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. What you look like, bro? You said you're a light-skinned and you're going about 6 foot. Bro, when I see you, when I step in that gymnasium, bro, I'm on your bro.
You ain't on Blazers, Lakers, bro. You better bring that damn social security number.
I think it's a game. I'm going to come find him.
Okay, cool. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
I don't even know why this is on my phone, bro. Why I'm even talking to this fool.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say your last statement you want on your tombstone, bro.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
Who is this?
This Nephew Tommy, man. What's up, Devin?
What's up, fool? You got me out here going crazy,
hey,
bro.
Man, you got, hey, do you got a boy that you work with named
yeah, crazy
put me up to this, man.
Man, I'm a big when I get to work tomorrow, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. We need good daddies in the world, brother.
Man, thank you, bro. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, man. I got to ask you. You got to tell me, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey. Harvey Morning Show, brother. Y'all crazy, man. I'm a big.
Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that, do you?
Yeah. Huh? Ooh, you scare me. I keep telling you that. You scare me.
Have you ever claimed some people that really weren't yours?
No.
When people say you can claim.
It's illegal.
Go to prison.
But I mean, they say you can claim up to so many dependents, right? Calling Shirley's on mine.
I've been calling all
about y'all dinner and stuff like that. All that, bringing y'all a little lunch.
All that.
Oh, that's a write-off.
That's a
write-off. I claimed y'all.
Yeah. You've had other parents?
After I got whipped, I've wanted other parents. Yeah. I wish you wasn't my daddy.
I hate you every day.
All right. Montgomery, Alabama is April 28th, Saturday night. Tickets are on sale right now. Get them at the box office. Get them at all Ticketmaster outlets. Tickets are on sale right now. At the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. It's a comedy show. It's me. It's Bruce. It's J.J. Williamson. We're doing a show, so come on out. Tickets are on sale, and we're going to be off the chain. I ain't worked with Bruce in years. It's going to be fun.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up at the top of the hour, the Strawberry Letter. She is making me want to fight her is the subject.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, if you need advice on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Strawberry Letter. Right, Steve?
You better know it. Girl, get to clicking.
We have to be really...
Right, Shirley?
Right, Steve. We have to be really specific because sometimes if we just say, submit your letter, they're asking you for money and all kinds of things. So we just want to concentrate on relationship
issues.
You can
send in all the money requests you want to. Wasting your time is what you're doing. Not sending you no money. I don't know you.
Anyway.
How'd it look? I got enough people asking me for money that I know. I don't even like them no more. If you send me more than two requests for money and I don't respond, know this. I've developed a dislike for you.
I'm not calling you back. All right, nephew, let's go.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, she is making me want to fight her. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a wife and a mother of two children. I've been married for 11 years to my wonderful husband, but I recently found out he had been cheating on me for a year. I found out when the woman started calling me. She told me that she was taking good care of him when he is away from home with her. I confronted him about it, and of course, he denied it. I prayed to the Lord to show me the truth. As time went on, I never told him that I was still receiving calls from the woman. She even sent me pictures of my husband naked. So there was my proof. He finally came clean and apologized. I was so hurt and angry. I loved and trusted him. He told me that he had been trying to stop seeing her, but she was threatening him the whole time. Well, after she sent the pictures to me, he finally left her alone. I forgave him, and we're working on our marriage. But we still have our moments. The problem is, now this heifer won't leave him alone. We've both changed our numbers and blocked her on all of our social media pages. My husband has made it clear that he does not want this woman. He said he was just in a bad place at that time. What should I do now? I've already beat his behind. Should I beat hers too? I'm tired of her. How can I get her to leave us alone? Please help. Well, that's one way, maybe, if you do beat her behind, since you beat his behind. I'm not opposed to it at all. And I have to tell you this, it's really not your responsibility entirely, okay? I'm not mad at you, and I do understand if you want to fight her. She's taunting you. She's stalking you. She's throwing her affair with your man up in your face. You have forgiven your husband and taken him back. So what is he doing to stop all of this? Is he just reaping the benefits that, you know, he slid by this affair and he was able to, you know, slide back in with you? What is he doing to stop it all? I mean, you know, there's things called restraining orders. Is he helping you at all, or is he just turning his back to the whole thing? I blame him for a lot of it, especially the fact that, you know, now that you've taken him in, he's back in your good graces and he's doing nothing. So to me, he needs to stop. You guys need to do it together, a united front. Let her know that this is definitely not the way you want to continue in this situation. Steve?
Shirley, I think you missed a piece of information here, darling. She said...
What, darling?
That I'm going to go back over the letter, but she said that what he doesn't know is that she's still contacting him.
Her. Oh.
So he don't even know about all this.
Well, he knew he slept with her. He knew he had an affair
with her. I'm going to get into that.
I didn't miss that.
Which makes you hold him responsible for all this. So nothing he can do is going to fix it for you. Because you have
Well, she took him back, though.
You have a... Damn, Shirley. Shirley, this man ain't cheated on you.
I know, Shirley, and I didn't write the letter.
But you're taking it on as though he's cheated on you. Let's be forgiving.
No, I'm not, Steve.
No, Shirley, you just sent me a scripture this morning. This morning, your scripture was to forgive people the way that Christ in heaven forgives us. But there's no forgiveness in your heart for this letter.
Whatever.
So let me take another approach to this letter.
Okay, go ahead.
My wonderful husband, this woman says, found out he had been cheating on her. Now, the wonderful husband, that's just at the top of the letter. Right. After that, he did bat out of hell. He might as well just gone somewhere. I found out when the woman started calling me. She told me she was taking good care of him when he was away from home. See, this a dirty heifer here. She ain't got to do that. But she trying to pry him loose from you. This is a skank move. See, she number two trying to be number one. Rule number one for number twos. Number twos very rarely ever get to be number ones. It can happen, but rarely.
This is for me.
What, nephew?
I know how to talk to him.
This is for you?
See, she told me she was taking good care of him when he was away from home.
Right.
I confront him about it, and of course he denied it. Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Whatever.
He had to. You first got to deny it because you got to balance yourself. The first lie that we always tell ladies is to gather ourselves. We got to gather ourselves. First of all, you surprised
because you've been caught. Yeah.
Yeah. Claudia been calling me. What? Claudia. She says she takes good care of you when you. Claudia.
Claudia.
Who the hell is Claudia? You know who the hell Claudia is? I don't know no damn Claudia. She said what now? She be taking good care of you when you over there. What?
Surprise.
You tell Carolyn. Her name is Claudia. See, right there. I don't know this hell.
Yeah, right.
So now, I prayed to the Lord to show me the truth. And as time went on, I never told him. He denied it. I prayed to the Lord to show me the truth. So as time went on, I never told him she was true. She even sent me pictures of my husband naked. Now, this is where... Now, we got to come to the realization that we know Claudia. Because why is you over there naked?
Ball treatment.
But see, he fell asleep at the spa.
Come on, boy.
Claudia worked at the spa.
Right.
Yes.
Get that light again.
I fell asleep. She took a picture of me while I was naked. Because I drank some of that green tea, and I didn't know I went to the doctor. I'm allergic to green tea.
Why are you in?
I got a medical condition.
Yeah, it puts me out. I'm the only person living that green tea makes unconscious. So I fell out naked.
Too many lies.
So that was my proof. He finally came clean and apologized. We'll continue the letter right after.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response to this crazy letter at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's go with part two of your response
to today's
letter.
All right, now this wife and mother, too, been married 11 years. A wonderful husband found out he was cheating on a woman, was calling her, telling this woman, I take good care of your husband when he away from home. She trying to pry him loose. She number two trying to become number one. She confronted him. He denied it, as he should, because there is no proof. You cannot come clean right away. You must gather yourself. Now he done called her. What are you calling her for? What you calling her for? You knew what this was. You knew what I was mad. What you calling her for? He done had it out with him. He denied it. I prayed, never told him that I was still receiving calls from her. She even sent pictures of my husband naked. Now, this is where the walls is caving in. Mm-hmm. Your ass is naked. But, of course, you're not at her house now. So, you're at the spa. You have just come out the steam room. And that steam, between that steam room and green tea, it had knocked your ass.
They have towels and robes at the spa.
I drank that tea. I couldn't get to that towel.
So, Steve, when your lady pushed your phone in your face and say, is this you? What do you do?
That is not me. Thing. I don't care if my ass is jacked up in the air with my Social Security number stamped on my ass. That ain't me.
So that's you're just denying it. That's
yeah,
just not
I'm all the way in. That's not me.
Oh, wow.
That's not me. That's Photoshop. They got that now. They got that now. That ain't
especially
even my thing. Look
he,
at it.
Social Security number stamped?
He's yeah, on my ass. That's not me.
She yeah. beat his behind.
Yeah.
So now, here, let me go on with the letter.
Yeah.
So there was the proof. He finally came clean and apologized. I was hurt and angry. I loved and trusted him. He told me, now here the part where he got good at. He told me that he had been trying to stop seeing her, but she was threatening him the whole time. That's the truth. That's a good one. Yeah, you are trying to stop. Yeah. But this heifer told me she was going to tell. So I kept on going by there. So she wouldn't tell. And you know she was telling the truth, because didn't she call you?
Yeah.
I tried to avoid that.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that was the man in me trying to stop. So finally, after she sent the pictures to me, he finally left her alone. Because now we know
together.
This heifer crazy.
Get your lives together.
Now, see, the number two crazy now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
But crazy sex is good.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with
men
it.
Men love crazy.
It's yes. good.
Oh, man.
So I forgave him and we working on our marriage, but we still have our moments. The problem now is this heifer mm-hmm. won't leave him alone. Mm-hmm. We've changed our phone numbers, blocked her on all our social media pages. My husband made it clear he does not want this woman. He really don't. He just made a mistake. He getting mm-hmm. it together. He said he just had a bad place in time, been a bad place at the time. I've been there.
For a year?
Yeah. I was in a bad place for about 10.
Shut up, Tommy.
It can happen. I've been in a bad place for about 9
for a whole year.
Regroup.
Shirley, yes. I was in a bad place for damn near 10 years. Oh. Yeah. Oh, it can happen. Oh.
I was with him for a whole 10
years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what? I just had a bad place. I've already beat his behind. Yeah, whatever.
I hope she beat the crap.
Yeah,
out
whatever.
Of him.
That, how that go for you? You ain't did nothing. Should I beat her too? I'm tired of her.
Yes.
How can I get her to leave us alone? Now, should I beat her too? I think you should.
Yes. Yeah. Ain't nobody mad at that.
See, I think you should. But here's some smarter ways to do it. Because ain't no need of you getting in jail.
The group you just said.
Now, listen to me. Here's the deal. Facebook her. Post it on her Facebook page that she is a cheater and a husband stealer.
Oh, man, that's good.
Posted on her job.
Dog, we brought in social media.
This is how you get rid of somebody. That she is a husband stealer and a home wrecker. And is ruining the lives of two babies.
There's a term for that. Go ahead.
Start with a B.
No, when you shame someone publicly like that.
Can you get in trouble for that?
Hell no.
I think
you could do that. This is true. Email her employer.
Oh, man.
See. Ooh. Notify her church.
That's.
Post it in the
program. Let them read it in the church announcements.
Yeah.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
Ooh, in the church announcements.
In the Lord's house?
Because it's easy to hack a church system.
Yeah. They ain't got
good firewalls.
This is the old deal.
You could just drop this information in there. Sister Bernice Ferguson is a cheater.
Yeah.
A home wrecker is ruining the lives of two babies trying to take their father from me. And yeah, and just you could get her on social media. You do her on social media, she'll stop. She can't stop all them posts. See, go on her face, find all her friends. Now you send everything to her friends.
God.
Has this happened to you?
What?
No.
Just somebody just sending stuff to, about you.
Oh, no, I'm on tabloids. I'm on grocery store. You ain't got to go to your email. Yeah, you just go to the damn grocery store and see me. Yeah, you can go in there and just want a candy bar. My ass in your face. You ain't got to open up your damn Facebook page. Just carry your ass to the check.
So he's just off the hook. She just took him back.
Yeah, ain't nobody did that to me in social media. You ain't got to. I'm just up in here just, I'm dying a slow dog's death.
You want some gum.
Man, I get sick of my sisters calling me with their old ass. But my sister Mona, she good. I'm praying for you, baby. Ain't none of that true. We don't believe that about our baby brother. We know how you is. Mm. I'm going to stomp that heifer when I see her, though. My sister Mona, man.
He's off the hook, huh?
Huh?
He's off the hook. She took him back, forgave
him. She took him back.
Happens to him.
Well, something has already happened to him. He's paid, Shirley. See, y'all want to keep making a man pay.
Shirley want to break.
But the man pay. The man is paying.
He took a year out of my life with cheating on her.
He didn't take a year out your life. You were still living.
Uh-uh.
No, your life was going on. You just ain't know what was going on. He didn't take a year from your life.
But now that I do.
Shirley, the man did not take a year out of your life by cheating on you. You had that whole year.
But now you were still shopping.
You don't get it back, Shirley. See, you evil. Read your scripture. Let's go to break. We'll be back.
Shirley, you change.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Shirley?
After the strawberry letter.
And you're still mad.
Yeah, but look. He's getting his just due. This woman had to go through all this. Yeah, maybe she didn't know about it. She knew something. We have intuition, of course.
What do you want else done to him?
She's been married to him for 11 years. He cheated on her, and now this woman keeps taunting her, stalking her, and yeah, the number two, as you called her, and nothing happens to him.
When a woman
she
says
took him back.
Forgive.
She forgave him. He's good. But she has to still deal with this.
Shirley, a lot happens to a man. First of
all, not enough.
He got busted.
Wow.
He got busted.
He didn't lose any limbs.
She done beat the man up. She said she whooped his behind. The man got to hit it. This ain't. And what he catching at the house behind this, because in the letter the lady said, but we still have our moments.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and who you think is providing them?
Oh, yeah.
Where they come from.
See, so that's her. He ain't off scot-free. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you are unforgiving, Shirley, and unrelenting. And you are
You're a cheater and a liar.
The
Whatever.
Last two scriptures you sent
it.
Me.
He deserved it.
Shirley sent me on Sunday, stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly. That's John 7:24.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going
And what's the problem?
But I'm just going to look at your scriptures you've been sending me.
No, I'm not
she's
not going
preacher.
By none of them.
She ain't went by now one of them, man. Just a hypocrite.
Thank you, Carla. I am not a hypocrite. Yeah, he did all this.
He's talking about read your scripture.
And he gets off scot free. She forgave
him. He ain't scot free, Shirley.
She forgave him, but the woman's still bothering her.
But that's the ramification.
As a result of what he did to her.
Oh, let me back up and throw something in the mix that ain't out here yet.
What?
What fault in this could the woman, the wife, have played?
Oh, no, you're down.
Come on, boy. Flip that.
This is not her fault.
Why he had to go over
there? I didn't say it was her fault.
And Junior.
But let me ask you a question,
though. You be quiet.
Let me ask you a question.
Baby.
And I don't think that women should take on the blame of husbands and men who cheat on them.
That's what you just said.
I'm asking you this question, though. But there are times, because let me explain something to you, as I did in the book that sold so many copies.
That I helped you with.
That you
thank
helped
you
me
write.
And yes. Once again, thank being you. Hypocritical.
So she noticed, right?
I'm not a hypocrite.
So let me say this to you. There is a section in there that I write that the three things a man has to have, mm-hmm. loyalty and love.
Yeah.
You have to be loyal to me. Mm-hmm. You have to love me. Number two is support, and number three is the cookie.
Okay.
Now, let's just say at your house, you're not getting one of those three. Pick which one you'd like to discuss, Shirley.
Loyalty.
So you're not being loyal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you dogging him behind
so
his
you
back.
Cheat. So
or you cheating on him. You could have cheated on him in the past. Or you talk about him behind his back. You don't support the man.
Mm-hmm. So that means you should go out and cheat with another woman who sends me naked pictures of you,
you damn
who taunts
right.
me.
Gave him.
Oh,
you're
whatever.
Damn right. That's what's
that's
going to happen.
Solution,
no,
listen to me.
No, that just
it's
no,
not
Keith.
A solution.
No.
But if you are trying, if you're not getting something at home, I'm just telling you the truth. Of
I
it.
Can't believe you're trying to make this out to
no,
be this.
No, I'm not making it out.
Woman.
If you're not getting something at home, you gonna go get it somewhere.
Okay.
Period.
That's how I'm... Well, okay, he did that. She took him back. She forgave him. But now this woman is still bothering her, all right? So that's because of what he did to her,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so yeah. then he needs to pay. He needs to pay.
Pay how, Shirley?
She needs to beat his behind. She beat his behind.
She already did that. Okay,
she beat
so now
her
what
behind.
Else
she beat her... She needs to beat her behind. I'm not mad
yeah,
if she does
cool.
that.
You ain't the smartest
okay.
one in your group,
now,
Shirley.
Now, what else? Shirley, you need a
and
group.
And neither are you. And neither are you, Steve Harvey.
Shirley, I have another group.
I can't believe you're making this out to be the woman's fault.
No,
though.
Listen to me. I'm not making it out.
He could just be a cheater. Oh. He's just a dog
Shirley,
and a cheater.
I just threw out a what if to you.
Mm-hmm.
It don't justify what he did, but I'm
absolutely
telling you
not.
Why they do it sometimes.
But when you say that, it sounds like you're justifying it. Do
I
you
got
understand
what you're saying.
That?
Hey,
it sounds like you're
justifying. It's really a strawberry letter.
There's
really
no justifying for cheating. There's no justification
it is.
For that.
It is a it justification is for cheating.
It is not.
There is a justification for cheating, Shirley. It's a justification for cheating when women do it.
Yeah. Yes, of course it is.
Excuse me.
It's a double standard.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Did you just say there's a justification for when women cheat?
Yes, because I'm
but there
a woman.
Can't be a justification for when men cheat.
You can't be siding with her with that right there.
Yeah. Are you
with
kidding me?
It's a double standard, Steve. It's double. Do you agree that there are double standards?
Yeah, there are double standards.
Okay, then I rest my case.
There's something wrong
oh,
with my
what?
Friend.
What is
There's
going on?
With my friend. That's some illogical.
You trying to win an argument with me?
Oh my God.
A woman?
You just as crazy as you
She going to send a scripture tomorrow about this here.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. He's wrong. He's wrong. He is wrong.
And
they've been married for 11 years.
Is wrong too for
yeah.
contacting this wife and trying to make her miserable and remind
Absolutely.
Her of the affair that her husband had. She needs her behind
and
checked.
Okay, cool.
And she wouldn't have yes. done it
That's
if it wasn't
for
him
two.
Cheating with her. This is all his fault.
Yeah, I got that. Sure,
reading scriptures
like
that I sent to you and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, but you ain't being you're not being understanding of this situation.
Mm-mm.
You know.
I'm not, and I'm not understanding unapologetically.
But Shirley, I just told the woman how to fix it. Facebook this woman on her,
okay.
tell all her friends what she did, post
okay.
it on her job.
Well, maybe she'll write us back, Steve, and let
no,
us know how
email
that went.
Email her employer and say, notify yeah. her church.
Yeah.
Put
okay.
some pressure on her.
Kind of evangelist, huh?
I'm not an evangelist.
No, Lord, she not. Because she don't do nothing she tell. I'm going to read you the scripture.
That is not true.
Shirley, take a week off from sending me scripture. And get yourself together. You need to go up in the mountains.
Whatever,
somewhere.
Man. Whatever. Just make sure you read those scriptures.
I read them. And Lord have mercy. When
and
I read it back to you,
now,
you don't want to hear it.
We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a question for us. Listen to this. What has your boss done to help you live your dreams?
What?
Come on. Y'all go and talk about it. Let me go and sit back.
What?
Listen, we're always helping our bosses.
Take
we're
it away, crew.
We're always helping our companies.
Damn that ain't the question about no you helping me. The question is, what has your boss done to help you live your dream?
Can I
get to answer the question?
Can I set it up, please?
Yeah, I don't want to hear about all that old other stuff called we do this and that. That ain't what the damn question is.
Yeah, but, you know, we got to set it up. All right. So, you know, we're always helping our bosses. We help our companies. Often we do extra work, then get left in the dust when our companies have bigger opportunities. But some of us have great bosses, okay? Trying to get to this part, Steve. Some of us have great bosses. Time for us to share with Steve, our boss, what he did for us to help us live our dream.
Who wants to go?
I think Junior wants to
what
go first.
Let me just say about my boss, live my dream.
Mm-hmm.
First thing my boss did was give me jobs.
Yeah.
First of all, let's just look at the jobs. Little Big Shots.
Yeah.
Apollo.
Yes, no.
Steve TV. Mm-hmm. And this here morning show.
Yeah.
Now, what else do I have to thank him for?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
You're good?
That's five checks. That's good.
Junior. That's the come up right there.
And I'm nominated for an Emmy. What else?
What?
Can I do?
Come on.
Yes, yes.
What else?
All right, the question is, what has your boss done to help you live your dreams? Go ahead, Carla. Are you still writing your list down?
Because
I know it's a
lot. Still, uh-huh.
Yeah, let me.
Tommy ass can't even, he don't even know what.
No, Tommy's going last because you're
he's preoccupied.
He's your nephew. He's going last.
How long is it going to take time?
Oh, he might as well just, I can talk for a time.
No, he's going to go last because you're his uncle.
Shirley?
Carla's going, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going.
So the first thing you've done is allow me to continue being an executive manager in radio for over 20-something years.
Yeah.
I think I am the only Black African American woman to be running a syndicated show in this country.
All right.
That's thanks to you. Let's see what else. And you encouraged me to launch my own lip gloss line. So thank you very much. Entrepreneur ownership, cosmetic guru, whatever you want to say. So thank you, Steve.
That's awesome. All right, here's the question. What has your boss done to help you live your dreams? All right, my turn. All right, first of all, Steve has made me laugh more than I've ever laughed in my entire life,
which is
a great thing. I mean, it just...
You be quiet.
Yeah, we're trying to give you love here.
I'm helping.
You've made me laugh, really laugh. Okay, here's the other thing you've done for me. You've taught me, because I didn't know this before I met you, you taught me about men and how men think and all of this kind of thing, okay? You taught me about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at first. I didn't have a dad. I didn't really have, you know, like a lot of male role models in my life. So you became that for me. So you became like a father, brother, uncle to me as well.
Yeah,
all right?
And that,
yeah, you made me. you really did, Steve. You gave me away at my wedding, you know, all of that, which culminated into me getting married and you giving me away at my wedding, you know? You allowed me to help you write on your most successful book, your first time out. You know, I mean, really, you gave me credit for that. You paid me for that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And you keep me employed every day. So thank you very much, sir. We are answering the question, what has your boss done to help you live your dreams? Nephew Tommy,
now, Tommy you don't
are
have
up.
To. Let me just tell Tommy.
No, this he's is gonna. List,
this
Steve.
Is yes, Steve. Be quiet.
Oh no, you're gonna be proud of me, man. You've done a lot. You're
hush.
You're his uncle too.
Hush.
Yeah. Tommy don't have to kneel.
Now, he has motivated me, and it's just certain lines that he has said to me directly that has just motivated me to follow my dream.
Oh, like what?
Cussed me completely out. That motivates me. Told me I was worthless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was asking
okay,
for
one. Okay,
that's
so motivation.
You ain't
told
sugar
me
honey,
I would
tea.
Be told me I would be nothing without him.
Uh-huh.
Motivation.
Sugar honey iced tea.
Just told me yesterday I was stupid and unintelligent.
He did say
that. Yeah, well, said that.
Stop him when he lies.
Okay.
Let him go.
Motivated me to follow my dream.
Uh-huh.
My raggedy ass career. Yeah. Motivation.
So you move on.
Quit being a one job having sorry ass person. Quit
O-J-Han.
Being that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Motivated me to follow my
O-J-Han.
Now, and then he motivates me even more when he describes how I look. Shout, high ass, ugly ass man right there.
Very strange.
And it just motivates me to
turtle.
Try to become.
Keeps you ground.
Don't forget turtle, Tommy.
Yeah, I left the turtle out.
Looks like the wax commercial.
Okay. But okay, that motive, all of these motivational lines that I've gotten to follow my dream.
What, this is your response to the question, what has your boss done to help you live your dreams?
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Okay. He's done. All right.
I have been cussed into my dreams.
Let me see
your
paper.
So how do you feel? How do you feel, Steve?
You know, some of the stuff I have forgotten. I appreciate y'all remembering it.
Okay.
But, you know, I do have a strange way of motivating at times. But I am in the uplift business. Mm-hmm. It just aggravates me when the person I'm trying to uplift don't want to be lifted up.
Yeah.
Then I turn on them.
Get lifted.
You know. And but you all have turned out to be wonderful people. And wasn't because of me. But if I could have been any part of your success, I say you're welcome. But it wasn't because of me.
Hey, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Cardi B is getting seriously high-end baby stuff. Cardi B's bundle of joy is going to sleep pretty comfortably, guys. She went all out on two cribs. Now, this is according to TMZ. Cardi B got the silver furniture at the popular Petit Trésor in Beverly Hills. Each item cost about $1,000. And by the way, it looks like Cardi B's sister may have accidentally revealed the gender online. She referred to the baby as her, but then she corrected the post and changed it to just saying the baby, okay? Sounds like it's going to be a girl, though. That's what it sounds like.
She tried to fix it.
Hennessy. Yeah, Hennessy. Come on, girl.
She tried to go back and fix it.
Cardi B.
No, go ahead.
It's a drinking reference. You
yeah.
know that.
If, can Hennessy make you blurt out
stuff? That's her name.
That's her name, fool.
Well, I was just, you know, going, I was, we got to talk to somebody who know about this stuff. So he had Hennessy.
What is it? Hennessy, Carolina? Her name is Hennessy.
That's her name.
Hennessy, Carolina. Yeah.
Hen make you sin, partner.
Hen make you sin. They ought to know. Hey, Tommy, I figured out. Like, let me ask you this question. Like, you know, man, we talking about if you the smartest person in your group, you need a new group.
Okay.
This goes to Shirley, Carla, and Monica. Because all of you all was here when he challenged Junior to a race. Did any of y'all say it wasn't a good idea?
Well, no, I didn't say it was a good idea. I just said I was on Team Tommy if they did it. I knew Tommy raced. I didn't know that Junior did. And that's why we were, you know, we were for it. Tommy races, runs every day.
Okay, well, here it is.
A minute, man.
Huh?
I'm scared to jog. I'm going to hurt my damn self.
Two, one, boost transmission, and liftoff of the Space Center Discovery.
Yeah, you ain't nobody say Tommy. He younger than you. Tommy, your fast twitch ain't what it was.
No, we just said Tommy, don't let us down. You run every day. Let's do it.
He run every day. I keep telling y'all. I have told y'all repeatedly, cause he run every day. So damn what?
Well, I thought he was in shape and you know ready to go.
Yeah, well you thought.
Well, he was
in shape for 25 yards. Now, if it was 25 yard dash, woo, that boy probably all world. 17 fast starts. Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out.
It's
just
see.
Always, you know, have to have somebody in your group smarter
to so stop you don't you do stuff. From doing stuff, doing stupid stuff. Now, are you the smartest one in your group, Steve? You have
sometimes
a lot of
I have been. Yeah, I'm no longer though.
Oh, you have someone that's...
Yeah, I've made some great... I've made three great hires.
I know you said you were going to make some changes
four, one,
this year.
Two, three, four great hires.
Oh, and you already see the change?
Oh, an immense change. Because I was the smartest person in my group. Mm-hmm. And I was making
What's
a lot
of... What's the best hire ever?
The best hire ever?
Besides me. Go ahead, say it.
Cliff.
I was going to say Megan.
Megan is in my life a lot more. Cliff is in
my
life a
Megan.
Lot more.
Megan
yeah.
So just based on time.
Definitely Megan.
And then
Megan's
has been with
a great
me
guy.
The longest.
Yeah, I love Megan.
Megan
the oldest employee or
and
Boomerang?
Cliff is good.
Boom, no. Nah.
Who's the oldest employee?
I don't. You mean oldest is Boone.
Not as in age, but been with you the longest.
Seniority.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Conor McGregor. Oh, boy, he's in the news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
UFC fighter Conor McGregor is out on bail now and due in court June 14th, where he is facing, this is pretty serious, guys, he's facing up to 7 years in prison for the attack in an apparent fit of anger over the UFC's decision to strip him of his lightweight title. Conor McGregor was arrested Thursday night after he reportedly went berserk. I mean, this guy went crazy after a UFC press conference at...
See what that money do.
And he's got a lot of it now, yeah. This was after the UFC press conference at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. McGregor attacked a bus full of fellow fighters and punching another man in the face. The other day, ESPN.com asked UFC President Dana White if he would help McGregor. And Dana White said, normally, yes, I would. I would dive right in and do everything in my power to help one of my guys. But not in this situation, okay? Not in this situation.
Everybody else on the bus? Everybody?
No, he's really in some trouble here.
Yeah. You mean McGregor?
Dana White changed his mind recently, too, a little bit.
But now he's changed. He may have had a change of mind, yeah.
Well, of course, he's, you know, look.
Right.
For political correctness, he had to make that statement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the reality of the money of his business, McGregor's a draw. McGregor's a moneymaker for the UFC. And really, he's going to play it as it was a stunt. Watch what they do. They're going to twist this like it was a promotional stunt, trying to draw attention so he could get a fight.
Didn't they end up in the hospital, those guys?
Yeah.
Glass in their eyes.
Yeah. Now, the court system don't give a damn about that.
Oh.
The majority of people in the New York court won't know who McGregor is. Hmm. You know, he's not that famous in the total scheme of things.
Really?
You know, until he fought Mayweather, he was just another UFC fighter.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I'm talking about, after the fact. Yeah, now that he's fought Mayweather.
But he's done nothing since.
Oh, okay. But this. Yeah.
And so now, you know, it's just, trying to act berserk and go crazy. And his stupid team helped him. You know, his boys. Now, it wasn't like none of them, hey, McGregor, what you doing? Look, you can't break this window, man. You Conor
crazy.
McGregor. But they throwing too. They got chairs. This when you dumb. When you're the smartest person in your group, you need a new group. I'll give you an example. McGregor says, hey, man, I'm going to bust these windows. The group go, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
O.J. Simpson say, hey, man, we're going to go in this lobby down here in Vegas and go upstairs and get my trophy back. How he found 450-year-old dudes to go, yeah, man, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let go. See, man, at one point in time, listen to me. You have to not be the smartest person in your group. Someone in your group has to be better at several things that you're not.
Yes.
Or else you need a new group. And if you just look at your life, it plays itself out that way. All of us.
Yeah, you can't.
Shirley, how many times have you said, okay, I'll give you an example, Shirley.
Okay.
Like when you was in the house with your ex and you kicked him and broke your toe. When you was in that room, Shirley, and you made that decision to do that, wasn't you the smartest person in the room?
Well, I mean, yeah, seeing as how I was the only one in there.
Well, you was the smartest person in the room.
Yeah. All right, coming up, our last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, last break of the day. Wow, what a wild ride today. Anyway, but now as always, you're here with your closing remarks.
Yeah, my closing remarks today is I want to remind everyone about the things you're going through. I want to remind you about some of the things that's happening to you, especially for those of you that are hurting. Everybody is hurting. All of us are sick with something. All of us. Every living human being, nobody is pure and clean. No one is pure and clean. No one is without hurt. No one is without pain. No one is without suffering. All of us are hurting some kind of way. It's because that's life. That's life, man. Now, how we handle the hurt, the pain, and the suffering, that depends on how our mental state is. I've often said it before, if you change your attitude, you change your altitude. If hurt, pain, and suffering are a part of life, then it must be how you handle the hurt, pain, and suffering that determines the outcome of a lot of it. So this today is for the hurting. This message today is for people in pain. This message today are for people who are suffering. I say this to you because I fit in all three of these categories oftentimes. Irregardless as to what you do, well, Steve, how you in pain, suffering, and you hurting? You got this and you got that. That ain't got nothing to do with it. I wish you could make money and that would make your life smooth. It don't. I'm telling you right now, it don't. So if you think if it's money gonna make you happy, money does not make you happy, and money does not make your life right. It gives you more choices in life, is what it does. What money actually does is it takes all emergencies and turns them into mere inconveniences. It takes most all emergency, your car breakdown. That could be emergency in somebody's life. That's not an emergency in my life. Because I can straighten that out. You follow what I'm saying? That there are some things that money can't fix. You lose a loved one, no amount of money you have eases the hurt, the pain, or the suffering. Nothing fixes that. So this message is for the hurt, the pain, and the suffering. Here's what you have to understand. Everything you're going through is God preparing you for what you ask for. If you ask for big stuff, much is going to be required for you to do in order to attain the big stuff. To whom much is given, much is required. And in the requirements, there comes some pain, there comes some suffering, there comes some hurt. Nobody going through this life free and clear. You understand me? So quit tripping, man, because God is processing you. So you got to deal with the tests that come, because you can't have a testimony without the test. You have to deal with the things that are confronting you, and it's how you deal with the things that's confronting you can determine the outcome. You can't stop nothing that happens to you, but you can fix your attitude when it does, because it's coming. Life's waves and tides and billows and storms, they're coming. It's just what you do about it. Understand that you are in the process. And when you're being processed, I want you to think of your history. Name me one thing that God hasn't brought you through. And if he hasn't brought you through it, he's currently pulling you through it right now. You have survived far more than you thought you could, ever thought you would, or ever thought you'd have to. And the reason I know is because you can hear me talking right now. God's track record with you is outstanding. He has done the unthinkable for you time and time again. God has delivered you in times when you didn't even think you could ever get delivered. He done delivered you so many times, you forgot the delivery date. You just showed up and it was all right. And you just forgot to thank him that day. But God's track record, he's batting 1,000. So while you're being processed, know that this too shall pass. And you'll be on to something else. And he just does what he does over and over again. So God is processing you. He ain't through with you yet. So quit tripping, because God ain't through with you yet. You just being processed. You're being tested to see if what you really want, you're asking him for, is what you really want. Just pass the test. Keep waking up. Keep being grateful. Keep thanking him. And keep on pushing. God has a great life for you. If you just remember that one thing, he is processing you. The things you're going through is preparing you for what you ask for. Just keep passing the test. Don't ever give up. The reward is coming. It'll be yours. As old people used to say, victory, victory shall be mine. It'll be yours. I've seen it happen in my life thousands of times. When it looked so bad for me, and all of a sudden, I came through it, and on the other side, the sun was shining. Okay? Same thing is in store for you. Just remember, God is processing you. All right? Stay with it, y'all. Those are my closing remarks today.
Thanks, huh?
Oh. Oh. Oh, that was good.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Well, y'all have a great weekend.
On this Wednesday.
I'll be working this weekend.
We had a wild day today. It was fun. Turn your volume up if you're with me, please.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.